I'm George Walker. The IU Theater's Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents John Webster's The Duchess of Malfi. It opens at the Wells Metz on Thursday the 3rd and then plays through the 10th. Evening shows at 7:30 on the 11th. There's a 2 p.m. as well. Our guest is the director for the production, and that's Katie Horwitz. You may remember that Katie was also the director for last year's reimagining of Jean Anouilh's Antigone. Katie, thanks so much for joining us. John Webster, contemporary of Shakespeare, maybe? Who is he?
Yes, contemporary of Shakespeare. That was a huge influence. He was a very well-educated young man who grew up relatively wealthy. He not only had sort of a secondary school education, but went on to have an education in law as well. And his father made coaches, which was a business that he also took over. And so he was very well-versed in a business side of things, how to deal with people when it came to these coaches, which also were used as hearses, so dealt with funerals a lot, which I wonder is where he got his darkness from to some degree, growing up around that. And then also dealing with politics and who was ruling at what time, social politics, because he had to deal with the law so much. So he was a very well-educated, smart man.
No kidding. John Webster. All right, the play comes from 1614. Who is this Duchess of Malfi?
It's actually based on a real character. She was a duchess about a century before this. She had two brothers. One was a cardinal, one was a prince.
So our basic story, there was a Duchess of Malfi.
Absolutely.
Who apparently had, at least as the story goes, one brother who was a cardinal and a twin brother who was a prince.
Yes.
And neither of them wanted her to get married. Tell us a little bit about the marriage.
Well, the Duchess of Amalfi, Giovanna was her historical name, was originally married to the Duke of Amalfi, and he died. They had one son together. And then she decided to get married to Antonio, who in this story is much lower in rank than he was originally in real life.
Tell us a little bit about the wooing.
What I find beautiful that Webster did was that he chose for the Duchess to woo Antonio, which is obviously opposite of social norms of the day. In a patriarchal society, the man approaches the woman and asks for her hand in marriage, and here she woos him. I think that its themes are very sadly relevant. When I first read this play, I saw a female ruler who is being told what she is and is not allowed to do with her own life and her own body. And she's being told that by one brother who represents the church or religion and another brother who is a prince who to me represents the government. So here we have two different entities who are male telling a female what she can and can't do. And I think that is very sadly relevant. The themes of a woman in power are very strong in this play and something we've built into the play that's not just in the text, making certain characters female and playing with that idea and that world. And to me, that's just incredibly important. And what's also fascinating about this character is sometimes we get stuck on the idea of if a woman is strong, therefore she wears pants and she is not feminine. And what I really love exploring in this play is the fact that the Duchess is incredibly feminine. She cares about how she looks. Emmy has built beautiful costumes for this actress. She looks very, very feminine and can be a strong ruler and can have an equal relationship with her partner. And I think that's a really beautiful story to tell as we keep digging deeper into feminism and what it means to us today. I think sometimes we get stuck on this idea that to be a feminist means to be masculine. And this is playing with that other side of it, which I think is really fun.
Really fun. We've been talking with Katie Horwitz, the director of the IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance's production of John Webster's The Duchess of Malfi, February 3rd through the 11th at the Wells Metz Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.